Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, December 2nd, and you are listening to the College Football Daily, a 24/7 sports podcast dedicated to catching you up on and breaking down the day's college football news, oftentimes within 15 minutes or fewer. I'm Tani Levitt. Washington coach Chris Peterson just announced that he will not be returning to Washington after their bowl game. Connor and Trey will have a regular edition of the College Football Daily for you in the morning, but Blair Angulo and Brandon Huffman of our West of the Rest podcast recorded an emergency pod to help you process this news. You can subscribe to West of the Rest on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Forget the sweet, sweet sounds of the ukulele. Let's get some foghorns. Let's get some emergency alert system going, Huff. What do you got?
Dude, it is shock and awe right now being dropped in not just the state of Washington, but on the entire West Coast. I can hear the foghorns or whatever loud horns are ringing from Montlake. What a shocker.
Yeah, so we're coming to you. This is our first emergency podcast here, West of the Rest, where we cover recruiting up and down the West Coast, and this is a big bit of news. Chris Peterson has stepped down as a head coach at Washington. Jimmy Lake, the defensive coordinator, now assumes the role as the head man, and this is a big bit of news because the early signing period's coming up. I'm not sure a lot of people expected Peterson to be gone from Washington as early as he has been now. This is a complete shocker. And from a recruiting standpoint, this is what we do here. We tackle things from recruiting angles and we look at what that could entail in the future. This could be now a thing and a thing that shifts the tide a little bit. I know Jimmy Lake has been known as the recruiter, a major force for the Huskies the last few years. But when you looked at Washington, when you looked at Chris Peterson, a lot of recruits saw stability, and now that's out the window.
I mean, I'm listening. I'm just still in a complete shock. I mean, we were literally coming off of minutes before of a fake Twitter going around that Mike Leach was leaving Washington State to take over the head coaching job at Ole Miss. And you see that and you're like, okay, darn, we fell for it, but it won't happen again. Then comes the tweet from the University of Washington where I literally had to click on it just to make sure it was, because did not see this coming at all. I mean, there's been talk about Jimmy Lake leaving for DC jobs elsewhere. It's been him waiting for head coaching jobs elsewhere. Never in a million years do we think he'd be taking the head coaching job at the University of Washington in December of 2019. It just didn't seem like Chris Peterson was ready to call it a career. And after they beat Washington State in the Apple Cup, you know, there was it was an up and down year for them. There was a lot of questions about the offense and after three straight New Year's Six Bowls, but I at no point anticipated any kind of resignation, retirement. This is going to have major implications out west when it comes to recruiting. You know, and largely, you got a first-time head coach who's very well thought of, who's a great recruiter, but, you know, what is his style going to be? What is his thumbprint going to be on this program being a first-time head coach? This is fascinating, Blair.
Absolutely. So Washington, as things stand now, number 16 in the national rankings on 24/7 Sports, the team recruiting rankings, and number two among Pac-12 programs. All but two of the 21 commitments are from the West region. They have two commitments in the state of Texas. And this, like you said, could have some implications. We're about 2 weeks to go until the early signing period kicks off. So this allows Washington, you know, given the news, to get out in front of it, to get out in front of any sort of discussions or concerns that recruits had. Obviously, head coaches now start to hit the road and they have in-home meetings. And Chris Peterson's been a guy that probably wouldn't go into a home and lie to a kid's face, right? So the fact that they're doing it now, the timing of it all is true to that Chris Peterson trademark and his personality and just the way he has interacted with recruits. So it shows, obviously, that now they have a clearer picture. Jimmy Lake steps in. And like you mentioned, had, you know, there was a lot of buzz there that he would leave for maybe a different coaching opportunity. His name had appeared on several hot boards, and he is a very hot commodity. Now he steps up and is the head guy. And from a recruiting standpoint, I'm not sure there's a better face now for this program. A guy that knows the program in and out, a guy that has been recruiting at a high level, and a guy that's very familiar with the roster already, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but he's been a major force for the Huskies going into homes, going out to evaluate. And this it is, you know, if you're a Huskies fan, I think is the best case scenario now that Peterson's gone.
Well, and I think that this is the one person that they have been saying over and over for the last few years was the most, I guess, what's the word? The one that they did not want to lose. The one assistant coach that they feared the losing the most, whether it was Alabama that was talking to him a few years ago, wherever it was, one of those big national programs. The feeling was they didn't want to lose Jimmy Lake. We want Jimmy Lake here. We want him, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it may have been, they did not want to lose Jimmy Lake. Well, now they got Jimmy Lake. And you know, with all of the questions, with all the negativity this year around the offensive side of the ball with the Huskies, the one thing that Washington fans kept saying, you know, is, well, hey, you know, we got Jimmy Lake. A lot of people wanted him to be the face of the program. Well, now they're going to have their chance. And now he's going to have his chance to run this program and recruit the style he wants to for the whole program, not just the defensive side of the ball. What's going to be fascinating is what kind of effect does this have on the assistant coaches? There's five or six assistant coaches on this staff that were Chris Peterson hires, all of the assistants obviously were Chris Peterson hires, but a lot of these guys were Pete's guys, whether it was Scott Huff, who was at Boise State on his staff, you know, Bob Gregory, Pete Kwiatkowski, Bush Hamden, you know, those are all guys that had been with Chris Peterson at Boise State and now at Washington. You know, how are they going to feel working with Jimmy Lake? It could be seamless. It could be the most seamless, you know, Urban Meyer to Ryan Day, Bob Stoops to Lincoln Riley type of transition that we've seen. You know, it could go the other way. We don't know. But Jimmy Lake has been the hottest name for any coordinator out west the last few years. And he doesn't just have to go and get a job now. He walks right in to a head coaching job at the school he's already at, the school that he's really helped build these last few years. This is a great opportunity for him. I don't expect recruiting to suffer negatively down the road. I don't expect it to suffer in the interim, at least on the defensive side of the ball. The fascinating side is going to be what happens on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, so it's Cyber Monday, and who would have thought that Chris Peterson would not be a head coach in the Pac-12 and Clay Helton would at this moment. We're doing this in real time. I'm getting text messages, people asking me, does this mean Chris Peterson's going to SC? No, well, he's going to get a position right in the athletics department, so he's stepping down from football altogether, from the head from coaching football together, but he will remain a member of that administration at Washington. Someone else who's really close to Washington and the recruiting that Washington has been doing recently texted me, and he's wondering what is happening. So right now, I think across the board, everyone is in shock. You know, you're going to be able to stay tuned to dogman.com over at 24/7 Sports to keep hearing from Washington recruits, from Washington commits, and how this affects their decision-making process heading into their early signing period. But you touched on it, Huff, a little bit. Not sure from a defensive standpoint, there's going to be a lot of issues there. A lot of the recruits, like you mentioned, are very familiar with Coach Lake. They like his vision, and he's got that aura and that bravado to be a top-notch recruiter. You know, we've seen what Mario Cristobal has done at Oregon as the head guy, as the face, as the guy that's been super active. I could see Lake taking a very similar role at Washington, being the head coach and being maybe one of the most active recruiters in the country, regardless of the fact that he is the head coach. From an offensive standpoint, there are, you know, some question marks there. I know there's been some players may be looking at other schools or hearing from other schools, and that is a direct reflection of, you know, maybe the offensive performances that Washington put together this past season. But I'm not sure that it does make a huge impact. I think now Jimmy Lake has a big opportunity in front of him, especially his first year now, what he's going to be able to do with the team entirely, and not just the defense, and what kind of direction, like you mentioned, the offense goes in. That's all going to be very fascinating to see. Are there any guys on the recruit list, on the commit list, that you see this maybe having an impact on right now?
You know, the only two that I could really see this having an effect on would be a guy like Jalen McMillan. He's the first and foremost. I mean, there may be some other guys like say Roma Dunze, you know, some of the guys that were offensive commits, out-of-state commits that had a lot of national attention. And I know with Jalen McMillan, he said that numerous times that Notre Dame and USC have both been trying. Now, I don't see him decommitting as a result of Peterson's departure. As long as Junior Adams is on staff and staying on as the receivers coach, I imagine that, you know, Odunze and Jalen McMillan will both stay on staff. But, you know, what does Jimmy Lake do? Does he want to build his own staff? Does he just maintain the status quo and just bring in one new assistant coach in to replace him? You know, does Pete Kwiatkowski become his defensive coordinator? There's a lot of questions, but from a recruiting standpoint, I think, you know, Jalen McMillan, who Notre Dame and USC are both really trying for and have stopped recruiting even since he committed to Washington, he would be one that I think Washington fans will need to watch. The other thing UW has going for him is there's no way Sam Heward's retiring. He's, you know, our decommitting. I mean, this kid's a UW legacy. He's a local kid. He'd probably even play for Steve Sarkisian if he was the head coach at the University of Washington. You know, Sam Heward is not going anywhere, and that was a big reason why Jalen McMillan committed. I know you've talked to Rome quite a bit, so you could probably speak more to him, but those would be the two probably first and foremost that I see this having the biggest effect on.
Yeah, without a doubt. I do feel like Rome at least now has to maybe kind of assess his options. I know Oklahoma is very high on his list. He had a few other schools that he was looking into. I know Chris Peterson was a major reason why he was committed there, and obviously the stability of the whole program. And now you kind of look at maybe the current roster and what that could mean for the transfer portal. You know, that's a whole nother dimension, a whole nother aspect of this whole deal where, you know, recruits maybe went there thinking Peterson was going to be there for several years, and now he's out, and they have to maybe reassess where they stand and how that affects their whole decision making. So another one, Ethan Garbers. You know, quarterback recruiting is different. It moves at an accelerated pace, but there's also maybe just one spot per class, and maybe there are some schools out there looking for a quarterback still. You know, some big national powers like Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia. There's several schools still looking for a second or a number one quarterback in this class. So that's going to be another interesting one to see, especially, you know, given the uncertainty maybe of what it's going to happen at Washington. So a lot to discuss, a lot to break down. Make sure to stay tuned to 24/7 Sports. Keep it over at dogman.com for all the latest on Washington and the recruiting process as we head into early signing period. You could follow me at B. Angulo, follow Brandon Huffman at Brandon Huffman on Twitter, and you can follow the podcast at West of the Rest FB. Hopefully we can do another emergency podcast. Are you up for another one here? I mean, this is silly season. Let's get going.
Oh, I mean, let's do it. Heck, I'll answer half the texts and tweets I'm getting right now and the people that are calling me. Like, seriously, it's the biggest news that's dropped out west easily in the last couple of years. And I got people trying to call me right now thinking I want to talk. You know, one of the questions that I think a lot of people are interested in hearing is, what does this do for Sevel Smalls? He is the number one player in the state of Washington, 5-star, who committed to Washington over a slew of national offers. Does this impact him? No, I think that Jimmy Lake being promoted to the head coach probably ensures that he's not looking around. He's not going anywhere. We're going to be getting plenty of recruit reaction throughout the week, throughout the day, just hearing from what these players are saying. But just speculating and knowing Sevel like I do for the last 4 or 5 years, I think that Jimmy Lake being the new head coach probably further emboldens his decision being a defensive guy. But, you know, there may be a couple more. I mean, shoot, this may not be the only coaching change in the Pac-12. We saw some assistant coaching changes yesterday being made. We saw speculation of another head coaching change. We saw the fake tweet of one head coaching change, and then this bomb gets dropped. I think we're going to be having a lot of emergency podcasts in the coming days.
Yeah, so keep your mic handy, Huff. Keep it handy. Keep it close. Maybe sleep with it too. You know, you never know when you might have to hop on, and you never know when you might have to hop on, and we'll have to, you know, maybe break things down real quick. So thanks so much for listening. We'll be back later this week for our usual podcast. If you don't hear from us before then, because like we said, anything could happen. It's the season, it's college football recruiting season. Everything's, you know, hitting full gear now, and there's going to be a lot more news to discuss. Thanks so much for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.